Humboldt Park in Chicago is a neighborhood of grit, gentrified homes, and social woes. One thing keeping it going during a long hot summer is its Tasty Freeze. The shop came dangerously close to losing its cool spot this summer until a local firefighter took up its cause. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
No matter where you grew up or when, chances are you had that favorite place to go for a midsummer treat. With oldies blaring from a loudspeaker, the greasy smell of hot dogs and cheese fries wafting through the air, and of course, soft-serve cones, sundaes, and shakes, that place at Armitage in California in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood is Tasty Freeze. Maribel Reyes used to live just down the block.
I grew up eating Tasty Freeze. I remember being this little trying to order a shake, so it's been a while since I've been here.
Reyes says even though she's moved away, it's important for her little cousins who still live in the neighborhood to be able to come to Tasty Freeze. Her 8-year-old cousin Brian Soto comes often.
Every single day.
You come here every single day?
Yep.
What's your favorite thing to order?
Sometimes I like to order a hot dog or chocolate milkshake.
And Brian says he loves the owner.
Sometimes they give me ice cream for free.
Brian's talking about Tony Zarconi, a Chicago firefighter, sitting at the counter inside the store just after leaving the firehouse and before opening the Tasty Freeze one morning. Zarconi talks about living right down the street from this ice cream stand when he was Brian's age.
Oh, every other day I'd walk down here for an ice cream cone and walk back with it. You know, I need it on the way home.
Zarconi says when he was growing up in the 70s and 80s, this part of Humboldt Park was a rough neighborhood, marred by gang violence. As the years went by, he saw more and more businesses close down along this stretch of Armitage Avenue. After he moved out, married his high school sweetheart, and started working for the fire department, Zarconi says he'd still drive by the Tasty Freeze on his way to visit his mother.
One day I noticed a sign, for sale, franchise for sale. They were ready to tear it down and make a parking lot out of it.
Zarconi says he couldn't let a 50-year-old neighborhood landmark like this disappear. So he tapped into his savings, bought the franchise, put in some elbow grease, and reopened the shuttered ice cream stand. He hired some neighborhood kids looking for a first job and some summer money.
I tell them this job will carry you to your next job. Because don't ever think you have to stay here. I want you to better yourself. You know, instead of making $7 an hour, I want to see you making $35 an hour.
Even though there are still vacant lots and a boarded up building across the street, the neighborhood is now beginning to bounce back. But Zarconi says whether the neighborhood gets better or turns worse, the families will always need a place like Tasty Freeze.
I feel that I'm the glue to this neighborhood, that people will come here, get ice cream, come sit down, listen to some music, and worry-free, their stress goes away.
Now, Zarconi can't afford to spread the cheer. He's making enough money to buy a second boarded-up Tasty Freeze in the suburbs that he hopes to open next spring. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.